Welcome to the deep dive. Today we're zeroing in on something we probably all get too much of, cold outreach.
Oh yeah, those emails, LinkedIn messages, sometimes calls. So often they feel, completely impersonal.
How annoying is the word that comes to mind for me? And easily ignored, right?
Definitely deleted.
Yeah.
But what if that first contact, that cold touch, could actually be, well, warmer, the start of something good?
That's exactly what we're digging into. We're looking at from cold outreach to warm welcome, building relationships.
The idea is how to shift from just like hitting send on a template to actually building a real connection.
Yeah, moving beyond the purely transactional. So our mission today is to figure out how to make that happen. How do we, thaw things out from the get-go?
Well, the source material really emphasizes starting with the groundwork, research.
Okay.
Think of it like, well, you wouldn't just start building a house anywhere, right?
Yeah.
You need to know the land.
Makes sense. So what kind of research are we talking about? Not just title and company, I assume.
Exactly. The source points to looking deeper. Are there shared connections? That's always a great starting point.
The ultimate warm intro, yeah.
Or maybe recent company news, projects they've mentioned, even content they've shared online.
Ah, so it shows you're actually paying attention to them specifically.
Precisely. And that lets you tailor your message. It moves away from the generic blast and shows, genuine interest. That makes you stand out immediately.
So personalization, but deeper than just sticking their name in the first line.
Much deeper. Just using a name is kind of table stakes now, isn't it?
Feels like it. So what does real personalization look like then?
The article suggests things like referencing a specific point from an article they wrote or shared.
Okay.
Or maybe mentioning something specific about a recent company project you found interesting. Or, like we said, a mutual connection if it feels natural.
Right. Not forced. It proves you've done more than a quick LinkedIn search.
Shows homework. Yeah. Effort.
All right, so you've done the research, you've personalized the opening. What's the actual goal of that first message? Because I think a lot of cold outreach just asks for something straight away.
That's a huge mistake, according to the source. The first contact shouldn't be a sales pitch. It's about offering value.
Value like what?
Maybe a relevant insight about their industry, perhaps a link to a helpful resource you think they genuinely find useful. Or even just asking a thoughtful question related to their work or a challenge you suspect they might face. The point is starting a conversation.
Building rapport first.
Exactly. Build rapport, establish a bit of trust, not go straight for the conversion.
Got it. No buy now. Urgency. How do you make sure you sound, well, human? Avoid that corporate robot tone.
Yeah, ditch the jargon. The source really pushes for an authentic, approachable tone. Write like you talk. Maybe a slightly more polished version.
Yeah.
Let some personality come through. People connect with other people, right? Not with bland corporate speak.
Makes perfect sense. Okay, so let's say your thoughtful outreach works. You get a response. What next? How do you keep it warm?
Listening. Active listening is key.
Okay.
The article stresses asking open-ended questions.
Yeah.
Questions that encourage them to share more, not just yes-no answers.
And actually engaging with what they say.
Absolutely. Show you're interested in their perspective, their challenges, what they're trying to achieve. It shows you care beyond just, your own agenda.
So this relationship building, it's not a one-and-done thing.
Definitely not a sprint. It's ongoing. A marathon, maybe.
Right.
It's about nurturing. Thoughtful follow-ups later on, continuing to share things they might find valuable, staying in touch in a relevant, non-pushy way.
Okay, taking a step back then. Why is making the shift from cold to warm so important right now?
Well, think about how much noise there is online. Everyone's inbox is flooded.
True.
Genuine connection, that human touch, it cuts through. It's a real differentiator. When you focus on building relationships, you're not just boosting your chances of, say, making a sale eventually.
You're building something more lasting.
Exactly. You're building a valuable network based on actual mutual respect and understanding. It's a smarter way to operate long term.
So the takeaway for you listening is maybe to think about how even small changes in your outreach, a bit more research, a more personal touch, offering value first can really change the game.
It can turn that potential delete into a, interesting. It transforms a cold shoulder into maybe, just maybe, a warm welcome.
A great final thought. It really shifts the perspective.
So maybe think about this. What's one small thing you could do differently in your next outreach message to make it feel less like an interruption and more like an actual invitation to connect?
Yeah.
Something to ponder. Thanks for diving deep with us.